This is the new TC Pride Podcast, episode 105, on location at Unity Church in St. Paul for the Kaleo Center's Night of a New Day event. TC Pride Podcast, we're on location at the Kaleo Center for the Night of a New Day event, and I'm here with
Liz Loeb.
And what is your connection to the event tonight?
I'm the Associate Director of the Kaleo Center for Faith, Justice, and Social Transformation. So I've been working with a group of folks in collaboration to make tonight happen.
Yeah, so tell me about the organization for people who aren't familiar with it.
Great. Kaleo exists to nurture and build a movement at the intersection of faith and justice. And it's a multi-faith movement that draws from diverse religious traditions and spiritual communities so that we can act together in solidarity towards frontline struggles for liberation. That might look like rapid response mobilization and movement moments. Sometimes it looks like training faith leaders in seminaries in the skills of social transformation and community organizing. And we work nationally to support a field of social transformation and community organizing among faith leaders and seminaries from diverse traditions.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be a stretch to say that there's more of a need for that now than ever before, right?
I think there is such a yearning to bring your full spiritual self to justice and justice into the fullness of your life. And spirituality means so many different things for different people. Lots of us have been hurt by religion as a queer person, as an LGBT person, as a Jewish person. I know something about that from my own experience. But I think when we can ground ourselves in what we know to be true, we're able to work so powerfully in solidarity and in community together.
Yeah, and tell me about this incredible event tonight.
There are
a lot of people here.
There are going to be 250 people here from all sorts of communities who are here to eat food and connect and talk and sing and listen to the amazing Bishop Yvette A. Flunder from City of Refuge, United Church of Christ. She is a same gender loving Black liberationist preacher from the Pentecostal tradition, and I had the honor of spending a little bit of time with her, and it helped me so deeply understand how we can take our stories and our scripts and change them towards liberation together.
And of course, this is just one night a year, but you guys are doing this work all year long. So how can people find out about the work you all are up to all year?
They should go to kaleo.center. That's our website. It's just kaleo.center. They can also contact me. My name is Liz Loeb. My email is liz@kaleo, K-A-L-E-O, kaleo.org. Or find me on Facebook. It's Liz Loeb. I think I'm the only one that you would find searching. And we would love to engage you in building this movement and in the work that's meaningful to you.
Thanks so much for your time. Like I said, it's packed in here. I'll let you get back to the event, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much, Ryan. I'm so glad you're here.
Peter Murray from Outfront, Minnesota.
Peter Murray, very quickly approaching free t-shirt territory. You've been on the podcast a few times.
I have, indeed. Yeah.
And what are you doing here tonight?
So Outfront partners with Kaleo on a couple different faith initiatives, but most recently we've worked with them on something called March, which is a multi-faith anti-racism roundtable, and it brings together congregations that want to do more racial justice work. And so Outfront collaborates on that.
And that's kind of one of the lesser known kind of areas that Outfront is involved in. I know a lot of people know about the anti-violence, some of the other work that Outfront does. What can you tell people about the faith organizing part of Outfront?
Yeah. So Outfront has always had a really deep connection to faith communities in Minnesota that want to either, as a community, become more welcoming of LGBTQ people, or also help in the movement for LGBTQ justice. And it's not just in the Twin Cities. I work with congregations in Brainerd and Duluth and all across the Iron Range and down in Mankato. So
it's out from Minnesota.
It's out from Minnesota, the whole state. And we're out, yeah. So faith organizing is still important to Outfront's work. A lot of LGBTQ people find their spiritual home in these communities, and we want to be there for them.
Jim Bear Jacobs. I will be doing kind of an opening blessing and setting the table with the story to set the evening. I'm with the Minnesota Council of Churches and also an organization called Healing Minnesota Stories, which is focused on using story to bring understanding and healing between the Native communities and non-Native communities, particularly communities of faith.
And what can you tell me about this event tonight?
So this is for a fundraiser for the Kaleo Center for Faith, Justice, and Social Transformation. And I've worked with the Kaleo Center on a number of events in the past and have incredible respect for the work that they do and how they utilize the power of human narrative to bring about justice and social transformation. You can look me up at Healing Minnesota Stories. If you Google Healing Minnesota Stories, you'll find me.
Marcia Berry. I'm the Education Director at Training to Serve.
Yeah, we spoke recently at the Opportunity Conference. How have things been going since then?
We did. It was a great conference. We were really happy to be there. And we do education and resources and advocacy to support LGBT older adults.
That's right. And we talked about how that is important for everyone to think about, because eventually we're all going to be older adults, right?
We are. And we know that, you know, the population in general is aging, and there are some specific needs for LGBT older adults.
Fantastic. And why are you here tonight?
I am here just to learn more about the organization, and because justice is important for LGBT folks and for everyone.
Chaz Jewett. I moved here from South Dakota. I'm working in Montevideo, Minnesota. We're trying to work on establishing a water ethic here in Minnesota. I think the water should have at least the same amount of rights as corporations, right? You know, I mean, if they're people, then the water should be treated as such too. And, you know, 40% of our water in Minnesota is polluted. And that's not okay. You know, that's what we're leaving to the future, and that's not okay. So I'm here, you know, working, trying to network and meet new people. And I've been in Minnesota now for 6 months, so I'm liking it. You can look at cureriver.org online, and my name is Chaz Jewett.
Chelsea Stanton. I'm a program associate at Kaleo Center. Well, we're a social justice center based at United Theological Seminary of the Twin Cities, and we enliven and provoke the best and deepest passions in people of faith to work for justice. And we train leaders in the practical ways of bringing about social transformation, and we're working to catalyze a faith-rooted justice movement.
And why are those things important for the community right now?
Because there's so much talk about faith on the right side, the right as in the conservative right. And there are a lot of people of faith who have really progressive values, like all of the people here. And there often aren't a lot of places to come together to express that and to connect and to build this movement. So that's why it's important. Go to www.kaleo.center, and it's K-A-L-E-O.
Sherry Seifert. So I'm part of an organization called MARCH, Multi-Faith, Anti-Racism, Change, and Healing. And the Kaleo Center is an institutional member of that organization.
I think MARCH was just mentioned on the Beth Zemsky podcast just recently. But we didn't get too in-depth about it. What can you tell me about this organization? Sounds like a very cool organization.
So it started, I think, about 25 years ago, and it was started by Outfront Minnesota to do early work on marriage. And it became very active during the Vote No campaign of a few years ago, and then it kind of died down a little bit. And then when the Movement for Black Lives got really active in Minneapolis, we reconstituted and shifted our focus to do anti-racism work.
And why is this event that we're holding tonight so important?
So I really appreciate Kaleo. I've gone to a lot of events that they've done. I think their work is important, and I want to support that work, and I want to learn more about it.
And before we started recording here, you were talking a little bit about something called Sacred Solidarity.
Yes. So Sacred Solidarity is similar to the Welcoming Church movement groups like Reconciling in Christ, where that's a Lutheran organization where churches that want to proclaim that they are welcoming of queer people, they become a Reconciling in Christ congregation. We wanted to do something for anti-racism, so we created this thing called Sacred Solidarity. We started 2 years ago with 12 congregations as a pilot, and MARCH provides some structure for that, provides some training, some call-ins, and just provides structure for congregations to participate that and deepen their work and do an anti-racism work, and also help develop more community so that we're more tied together in doing that work.
Yeah, and we were talking, so it's a bit of an emerging movement right now. Yeah. What are some resources that you can direct people to find out more about it?
Well, there's the MARCH Facebook page is a great place to go. Kaleo actually is a really good place to go as well. They hold a number of free trainings throughout the year. The best place to go is our Facebook page. So, and it's March spelled out.
Barbara Satin.
Barbara, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderfully on a beautiful evening and a great crowd of people.
I think the last time we spoke was at the Transgender Day of Remembrance, I think a couple years ago. How have things been going since then?
Very fine. We unfortunately still have the Transgender Day of Remembrance, and that's not a good thing because we use that as a memorial for those who've been killed because they're trans people. But tonight we're celebrating Kaleo and all the good work that they're doing, and some of us will be able to help financially if we can. And
what is your connection to the event tonight?
Really, just the work that I do for the National LGBTQ Task Force is around faith work, and Kaleo is one of the places where I try to make that work and connect with them. So.
And unfortunately, you said that there is still the need to have that Day of Remembrance for the transgender community. What can you tell me about some of the things that people might not know about the transgender community right now?
Well, it's in a state of somewhat shock, simply because so many things that have been positive for us over the last few years, rights and regulations have been in place for protection for the trans community, have been eroded very quickly in the past year and a half of the new administration. So it's stepping back from places where we thought we had protections to one of how do we re-energize ourselves to begin the fight again to recapture those rights.
Yeah, and what's the best way for people to get involved online?
Probably the best way is through existing organizations like Outfront Minnesota and Kaleo, but also for the National LGBTQ Task Force. This is where I work. And I'd be more than thrilled if people would ask for any connection with Barbara Satin. I'd be happy to have conversations with people.
Dwayne Davis.
Dwayne, an old friend of the podcast. How you been?
I'm doing well, doing very well. Yeah. We're glad to be here.
Yeah. And tell me a little about the Kaleo Center for people who might not be familiar with it.
The Kaleo Center is a center for public ministry. It is a center that tries to resource pastors and clergy and people of faith and activists who want to bring to their faith witness their compassion and passion for justice. And so sometimes we tend to disaggregate those things, disconnect faith from social justice. Some people will be surprised at that. And some people compartmentalize it. So this is my faith, this is my commitment to justice. And we're trying to make sure that people feel very comfortable understanding that those things live and breathe together. And so we equip people from all walks of life, not only just students, but communities who want to bring that into alignment, your faith with your commitment to justice in alignment, so that you can come into the public square fully and completely comfortable with all of who you are. Again, we hear from so many people who say that when they show up to, say, an action or an event or a rally, you wouldn't know that they were a person of faith. And that's a side of their witness that I think could be very powerful for their neighbors and even for themselves. And so the wonderful thing about the Kaleo Center with the classes and the events and the people who work there is trying to get people to keep all of that together so that you can witness in the place where you're doing action and events, but you can also in your church location or in your faith community talk about what is possible as you witness wherever you go.
And, of course, people could always find you at your home congregation.
Yes, I am at All God's Children Metropolitan Community Church, where we ourselves work with not only Kaleo, but many other organizations in trying to get that alignment right. We believe that our witness, our faith community, is best when we are fully able to engage the public square, bringing all of who we are there. And that's why we love Kaleo, too.
Wait, thank you so much. It is packed in here. Okay. I will let you get back to the event. Thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the rest of the night.
All right. Thank you so much. You have a good night.
Eleanor Wesserly. Well, I'm a friend of some of the organizers, but I've always been interested in the Kaleo Center because I really appreciate their take on spirit and social justice. So.
And what kind of work do you do in the community?
I do work in narrative strategy, communications consulting, workshops in that area, that sort of thing. So helping people talk about their work in social justice better and building people's skills to be very strategic and deliberate about that.
And community events like this are generally a great venue to do those things.
Exactly. I'm really excited for some of the people that are going to be telling stories and really chatting with all the folks that are here.
Yeah, as a professional in this space, there is a lot of power in stories in there.
Absolutely. But the more that we can think about how we tell those stories, the better that we can actually enact the change that we're hoping to. Because there's the kinds of stories that build interpersonal connection, and that is so beautiful. And then there's the kinds of stories that build interpersonal connection and can make people think or shift beliefs or shift policy or whatever. And those are the kinds that I feel like we can build more skills in. So.
And where can people find you online?
So I am very freshly starting my own consulting business, dreamstopower.org. I don't have a website.
I love the name. Where'd you get that?
So there's the saying, speaking truth to power, that Bayard Rustin coined and the Quakers popularized. And I've really started talking about speaking dreams to power with people, that we need to be like, not just telling the truth of our pain, but the truth of the visions that we actually want to enact. And speaking dreams to power felt too long for a business name, so I just stuck with dreams to power.
.org.
Exactly.
Right, so. I love it. Well, hey, thank you very much for your time. And we may be speaking again very soon. So we'll just throw that out there. Very, very nice to talk to you.
Great to talk to you too, Ryan.
All right. Thanks. Have a great night.
Ryan Craning of Events by Lady K. So we partner with mission-driven clients to create mission-centered events, and it feels really great to partner with Kaleo and further that through sponsorship and through supporting their work in the community to make our work even better.
And what do you have coming up over Pride season?
Well, a lot of celebrations. We're proud to support Twin Cities Pride. As a queer-owned business and queer person, I actually like to take some time for myself to celebrate and be with the community and my friends who are my chosen family. And
you got to take a little time for yourself. It can be kind of a hectic time of year, right?
Exactly, yes. Yeah. Don't want to work through all the fun. eventsbyladyk.com is our website. We're on all the social medias, so you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And, yeah, check us out. Send us a message. We'd love to help your work further its work.
Dr. Joy Lewis.
Hey, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Yeah, well, I was really excited. I'm very excited about getting to hear Bishop Flunder. I used to live in the Bay and gotten to visit her church. And I was really inspired by the way in which there's so many different cross identities that are in this space and coming together. So yeah, wanted to be here.
So people who are listening to the podcast, I mean, they can't look around the room and see the incredible intersection of identities here.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we got the Christian cousins and the Jewish cousins and the queer folks and, you know, the Native cousins. This is like a mix of all kind of people. And this is the kind of space.
And for people who aren't familiar with your work, you do various things with the community here.
Sure. So I do a lot of work around healing from trauma in the community and really the intersection between healing justice and social justice and just trying to help people for us to reclaim our humanity.
And where can people find out more about what you do online?
Sure. Two places. You can go to Joy, J-O-I, unlimited.com, or you can also, if you're interested in learning how to do this work in the world, you can go to workwithdrjoy.com.
Grant Stevenson, Pastor Grant Stevenson.
Dan Quillen, member of Mayflower Church, South Minneapolis.
I'm on the Kaleo board, so we've been planning for this event. We're very excited about the crowd that's here.
And what's your connection to that?
I'm just a parishioner out at Mayflower. Emily Goldwaite Fries is our pastor, and she's been encouraging people to attend.
Well, we've had a lot of conversation about the name of this event, you know, various discussions, some of them a little funny, to be honest with you. But we're really thinking about where are we at as a society? I mean, it's hard for anybody at this point to say we're in the new day, right? It doesn't feel like a new day. We're living in the era of Trump, the era of hate, you know, the era of marginalization of people. So I think the night of the new day. But I will tell you that all the people in the room are people of faith. And there's nobody in the room even in the darkest part of the night that doesn't expect a new day. So I think that's what the name means.
Well, I think it's very important to have the effort to promote social justice. And I think making this part of the whole seminary's mission is something both I support and I think is really important.
Carol Iwata.
Lillian Aislin. Well, I'm connected to the event because I got on their mailing list. I heard about a presentation that was being done by Reverend Pamela Ayoyotunde, or Dr. Ayoyotunde. She was recently hired by United Theological Seminary to start a Buddhist chaplaincy program. And Lillian and I both practice at Clouds and Water Zen Center. I'm on the board, Lillian is on the staff. And I was just very impressed with Ayoyotunde. Well, to be very clear, she's black, she's queer, and she's Buddhist. And that's a lot of nice check marks as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, and she was, her talk was sponsored by Kaleo, and I was just really impressed. So I got on their mailing list and have been following their activities and decided to come to the fundraiser. I mean, it sounds like the program is very impressive. Well, I have been looking into Buddhism almost my entire adult life, tried to practice by myself, looked into other forms of meditation. And in 1998, I walked in the door of Clouds and Water Zen Center, and here I am. Located in St. Paul, we are located in a very vibrant neighborhood. It seems to be primarily African-American and Hmong, and there's just a lot of energy there, a lot of very positive energy.
Hey, thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of the night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Alfonso Wenker.
So, Alfonso, we've never actually met in person, but like I was saying, I kind of feel like we're old friends.
Yeah, we have a ton of people in common that we both really care about, and I think we're Facebook friends and kind of add a lot of the same functions.
And you actually do a lot of work with Beth Zemsky.
Absolutely. Beth is a longtime friend and mentor and co-conspirator and comrade and troublemaker, and always there when important movement work is supposed to be happening.
And so what brought you out to the event tonight?
So I'm a big fan of Kaleo Center and the work that they're doing, and my company, along with my co-founder, Trina Olson, we are sponsors tonight of the event. So for us at Team Dynamics, we're both people of faith, and we're both queer, and we're both really invested in racial and gender justice. And so when we think about this particular movement moment and the work that is ahead of us, we know that organizing people of faith to really think about justice and transformation is absolutely essential. So we just get really fired up about the work that they do.
And where can people find out more about the work you're doing online?
They can check us out at teamdynamicsmn.com.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of the night, and good luck with the work you're doing.
Thanks, Ryan.
Trina Olson. I've been great. It's been a really busy time to be doing movement work. It feels like folks are ready to have better, deeper, and more important conversations than they have been in a long time. So I love the conversations that Kaleo are supporting. We constantly think about how do we have conversations across lines of difference that are really meaningful, and how do we talk about our deepest held values and how we can get our behavior to get closer to those values. And so this is sort of a really awesome opportunity where so many different folks from different faith traditions, different sectors in the workplace and all around the Twin Cities get together to say, okay, so how do we talk about strategy from the perspective of our values? So I am one of the co-founders of Team Dynamics, and so we're at Team Dynamics MN because we're based here in Minnesota.com.
Reverend Dan Adolfson, Associate Minister, First Christian Church, Minneapolis. Well, we're at Springhouse Ministry Center, and that's where Kaleo has their meetings. So we see them on a regular basis, and so came out to support them. And I actually had Bishop Flender as a professor in seminary, so any chance I can hear her and then to hear her in conjunction with the good work that Kaleo's doing, it's a wonderful thing. Well, we're in a day and a time where there are so many voices clamoring for so many things, and the voices of justice and intersectionality need to rise up over all the other voices. And Kaleo, through all the different things they're doing, they are helping to amplify those voices out into the community. You can go to www.fccminneapolis.org.
Rebecca Volkel. So I do a lot of my kind of religiously rooted justice work in partnership with the Kaleo Center. I mean, probably three of the four primary projects I'm involved with are in partnership with Kaleo. Boy, I tell you, in this particular political moment, people who are paying attention to deeply rooted religious values lived out effectively and powerfully in the world is life-saving, literally.
And people, of course, can find you at your home congregation.
Indeed. I'm at Lyndale United Church of Christ.
Oh, you also just had a book come out. How's that going?
I did. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's called Carnal Knowledge of God, Embodied Love, and the Movement for Justice.
And where can people find that?
It's published by Fortress Press.
Janine Gilmer from The Sous Chef.
So you're going to have to spell that because it's a really cool name.
It is a cool name. It's a double entendre. All right. So, you know, sort of like Sue, S-O-U-S, like a sous chef in a restaurant. And then also Sue, S-I-O-U-X, as in Sue, which is also a funny word because it's kind of a made-up word. Generally, people sort of assume it refers to Ojibwe and Ishibeg people, and that's certainly true in some ways. But it's not a word that's native in any way.
And you're providing the food tonight. Tell me about some of the selections tonight.
Absolutely. So we cook with all pre-colonial indigenous ingredients. So we don't cook with anything that was brought over by European colonizers. So we don't use any wheat grains, no cows, no chickens. So all of the food that we're eating tonight is made with ingredients that are mostly indigenous to this region. So we have corn, we have greens, beans, all sorts of different stuff, bison, turkey. Well, I do all sorts of different work with food and sustainability and also with history. And so this is sort of a great connection between all of those things. People can find us at www.siouxchef.com.
Arif Mamdani. I am a former associate director of the Kaleo Center and will be returning to the staff in about a month. You know, the Night of a New Day is a Kaleo Center's annual fundraiser. It's also really for us an opportunity to bring the gathered social justice community together for an evening of visioning, of fellowship, and connection.
What's going on in the background right now?
We are singing our way into the sanctuary for our program.
Beth Zemsky. So this is the annual event for the Kaleo Center, which is the Center for Faith, Justice, and Social Transformation. This is our annual fundraiser and community event. I happen to be board chair of this organization.
Yeah, and why is the work that Kaleo does so important right now?
Well, you know, on the podcast that I do with you, Ryan, we talk a lot about values-based organizing, and that's really what this is about, is how do we think about our deepest held faith values, the ones that motivate us to get up in the morning, and how does that motivate us to see justice in the world and justice in each other and reach into our hearts to make a better world for all of us. And to be able to do that in a cross-faith, cross-race, cross-class, cross-denomination way.
Well, thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of the night.
Thanks, Ryan. See you.
The TC Pride Podcast is a production of the Non-Pod, nonprofit podcast community, and Twin Cities Pride. Subscribe now on iTunes, on Android, or by email at tcpridepodcast.org. Because we're in this together. Nonpod turns your email newsletter, blog, or video content into a more powerful, more personal,
more intimate,
on-demand listening experience. Your podcast.
Your story.
Your voice. Simplified. Amplified. Learn more now at nonpod.com.